Well, good Friday morning, church. This will be our last morning together this week. We'll see you again in a couple of days on Sunday morning, as we will be celebrating the third Sunday in the season of Lent in preparation for the sufferings, death, burial, and resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ. What a important and wonderful time of the church calendar. And well, today we are in, we're studying Psalm 50. And again, the saving word for today is love. But in Psalm 50, God is using a metaphor of a court case, where God is both the plaintiff and the judge. God calls upon heaven and earth as witnesses, and he testifies against his people and rebukes those who violate his laws. God speaks about the purpose of sacrifice and the kind of sacrifice he desires. This psalm was most likely used in worship during a festival in which the people renewed their covenant with God. So let's go ahead and get into the scripture reading for today. We are going to be in Psalm 50. The Almighty God, the Lord, speaks. He calls to the whole earth from east to west. God shines from Zion, the city perfect in its beauty. Our God is coming, but not in silence. A raging fire is in front of him, a furious storm around him. He calls heaven and earth as witnesses to see him judge his people. He says, "Gather my faithful people to me, those who made a covenant with me by offering a sacrifice. The heavens proclaim that God is righteous, that he himself is judge. Listen, my people, and I will speak. I will testify against you, Israel. I am God, your God. I do not reprimand you because of your sacrifices and the burnt offerings that you always bring me. And yet I do not need bulls from your farms or goats from your flocks. All the animals in the forest are mine, and all the cattle on a thousand hills. All the wild birds are mine, and all the living things in the fields. If I were hungry, I would not ask you for food, for the world and everything in it is mine. Do I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Let the giving of thanks be your sacrifice to God, and give the Almighty all that you promised. Call to me when trouble comes. I will save you, and you will praise me." But God says to the wicked, "Why should you recite my commandments? Why should you talk about my covenant? You refuse to let me correct you. You reject my commands. You become a friend of every thief you see, and you associate with adulterers. You are always ready to speak evil, and you never hesitate to tell lies. You are ready to accuse your own relatives and to find fault with them. You have done all of this, and I have said nothing. So you thought that I'm like you, but now I reprimand you and make the matter plain to you. Listen to this, you that ignore me, or I will destroy you, and there will be no one to save you. Giving thanks is the sacrifice that honors me, and I will surely save all who obey me." Wow. That was the scripture for today, and the key verse was verse 6, where God says, "The heavens proclaim that God is righteous, that he himself is judge." And I want you to think about this. It starts off talking about his relationship with those who worship him. He refers to them as his children. But then in verses 16 through 22, he begins to address the wicked ones, those that reject him. And so, what does God promise those who obey him? Verse 23 says, giving thanks is the sacrifice that honors me, and I will surely save all who obey me. What does this psalm teach about the nature of true worship versus ritual acts of piety? How will you offer your sacrifices of thanksgiving to God today? Let's pray. Holy God, may I never forget to honor you with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. When you speak, Lord, I will listen, and I promise to obey you. I praise your holy name and your saving love. Amen. All right, so that finishes up our Bible study for today. And I wish God's very best blessings on each of us today. God bless you, and we will see you Sunday.